Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Blue Room, you know what it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. Yeah. This is Big Facts, and we have special guests in the building, Quavo, Takeoff. They here on Big Facts.
Nephew.
It's happened, live in the flesh. What's up, fellas? What's up, family? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Everything good with y'all?
Yes, sir.
You know what?
Blessed.
So starting off, man, obviously there's a new album, Only Built for Infinity Links, right? What separates this body of work, you know what I'm saying? What separates the energy on this from, you know, your prior efforts?
Just taking it back to where it started, you know what I'm saying? Mama Basement, Unconfused, you know, and just, it was inspired by, like, the Wu-Tang, you know what I'm saying? When Wu-Tang separated and got with Wu-Tang separated and him, Ghostface and
Raekwon and Ghostface
did built for Cuban Links.
He gave you a blessing too. Like y'all kicked it and he gave you the blessing on the name and the title.
I caught him in Atlanta one time, pulled down on him, we smoked some
and
I chopped it up with him and told him how we were coming.
Yeah.
But originally Tate came up with the idea for the title.
Mm.
Nah, you know, you just you know, we pay homage, you know what I'm saying? There's some legends in the game too. Mm-hmm. Even though we're from the South, you know what I mean? It's legends all around. So we wanna just do that, and that's that too, man. You know what I mean? They did that project and they ain't really, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no they were still, you know what I'm saying? They know what was going on, like family shit, you feel me? But they still just
branched off and did their focus.
Yeah, shifted their focus and did their thing together. So I think that was hard to play off of.
And a lot of the culture, you know what I'm saying? We just wanted, like you said, pay homage to like the other groups and duos that's in the game and shit. We both of them, so we ready to take over.
Did y'all use all new shit or y'all went back in on the hard drive and got some shit?
Shit, we did both.
Both of them.
We did both.
Yeah, music is timeless, I feel like, so ain't got no date on it. Unless you're talking about something, you know what I'm saying, in particular at that moment. But yeah, we went in the vault and cooked up something new.
So, are we going to hear anything that's going to, like, take us back to the bando?
For sure.
Going back to the bando?
For sure.
Yeah. 5:30 music, man. When me and Tate pulled up on screen. Yep. You know what I'm saying? A long time ago, 2013?
It was 12 or 13. Corey B, shouts to Corey B.
You know what I'm saying? And we made history then. So we just, like you said, like we said, we wanted to just take it back to the, because people forgot, you know what I'm saying? It's been 10 years. We've been in the game for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. What you think make them forget, Corey?
Man,
y'all niggas got too rich.
There you go. I was just about to say, you get that money.
Nah.
They like, you
got too rich.
I don't know why they called up.
Forget about you when you get rich, bro. Like, shit, you got your gone.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They called amnesia. It's crazy.
Yeah, but when you see that, though, it make you hungry again. You know what I'm saying? It make you, like, make you aggressive. It make you mad a little bit, but you just got to come in and come take back over. It's always a jungle. It's always turning in. Recycling itself, so you just got to come back in there and state your name every time something new pop off.
So y'all set a lot of trends. Do y'all feel like y'all setting more trends on this, like some lingo or some, or maybe some fashion shit? Like, y'all feel like y'all about to set some more?
We gonna always set trends.
Yeah, we always setting trends. It's a lot of lingo in here, and just hard, man. It's real. You know what I'm saying? It's about me personally. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm really like just about at work. It's so nasty, because, I mean, when we did Culture 3, you know, so we was rushing. So it was a lot of, you know what I mean? And when we pushed it out, but this right here, like, we really took out the time and, like, you know, we always snapping and doing our thing.
Like,
but
handcrafted it.
Yeah, handcrafted.
You be so far in the background just chilling and standing away, but you show up every time on them verses, bro.
Oh, yeah, you're going crazy.
What I'm saying, I always show up, but this time, it like, oh, you showed up and you got it on. I always got it on, but it like, you showed up, you got it on. Now you popping.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole full, you know what I'm saying, shebang. So it's beautiful. It's Project Heart.
For sure. That boy Tate went Rocket 3000 on that motherfucker. Oh, God.
Where the inspiration from the whole album come from? What you think, like, that align y'all, like, this what we both thinking about, like, where the inspiration was for the album? When y'all go in the studio, like, what y'all talk about before y'all just go in and go crazy?
A lot of times, bro, I ain't even cap, we like our personal time in the studio and do our own records on our own, and then, cause we be so excited and ready to surprise each other.
Yeah.
And we trying to like pull up on each other and just be so, we so competitive. And like when we drop it on it, it's like either race to the booth and do it or that ain't it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, that makes it.
Like, so whenever I see him go and go get on the record, I know the record, the one, and then vice versa. Shit, if you sit in the phone, something wrong, we'll come back to it. But I just think, like, our inspiration is sometimes is about separating and going and doing our own thing and bringing that kill back to the table. Mm. But when we get in, y'all know that shit matters. That easy back and forth work. Mm-hmm. Shit, we got like 4 records where we going back and forth all through the hooks, all through the verses.
Like a different type of back and forth too. Like, he might say, like, a, you know what I'm saying, like a word or 2-3 words, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm 2-3 words, like a full bar. But we finished in half and half, like it's on some like that type, like switching it up, so it's hard.
I'm saying, like, what you, I know you know the nigga hard, he know you hard, but what you telling him, like, before y'all go, bro, let, you know how nigga be like, bro, we gotta kill these nigga, bro.
Man, shit, I ain't telling Take Off done, man. Take Off don't say too much.
I'm saying what y'all saying to each other to motivate each other, though, like.
Before the game, pregame.
You know
talk.
How a nigga be like, before y'all came in, I like, scream, we gotta make this shit legendary, yeah. These nigga legend. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what y'all tell each other?
Like, the prep?
Yeah, like, just in a way, like, just keep him grounded.
Does
you
keep
you
the
grounded
energy?
And motivated, yeah.
Man, I honestly do that shit every day, bro. I'm every day goddamn motivating, trying to do something new. So I just think that's just second nature. You know what I'm saying? I don't even really, I ain't got to give him no prep talk because he don't want to hear my lessons. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm coming through talking shit every day, trying to see what, watching TV, watching what's going on, ready to get in the game, ready to drop something, ready to, so like, shit, by the time we get in the booth, It's we mad. We ready to go.
We did have a little prep time for the, you know what I'm saying, like a little album and just talks about the, like this, you know what I'm saying, this project right here. So, like some shit like, yeah, we got to go. We know we got to go hard. You feel me? We already know how we coming. We know we've been in here blessed for a long time. You feel me? Almost a decade. So, that's a blessing. Like, some people don't even, you know what I'm saying, get to do it that long. So, right. We know how we got to come in. Just strategically do it. So, we had a rough draft. You know how you, everybody like 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And we just kept on painting that picture till we came up with the Picasso.
So, you guys are in the studio, like, what are some of the necessities that you have to have in order to have a really good productive session? Besides the Birkin.
Good weed, good Birkin, good drink. My boy Darrell, he in-house, he with us, so.
DJ Darrell!
Got to have my boy Darrell.
What up, Darrell?
Darrell got to be on the tables or the board.
Yeah, that chemistry. For sure. That chemistry, perfect. You got to have that chemistry.
That's it. Let's go back to the beginning. What you think was that moment when you were like, oh, mama coming out the hood. I'm finna, it's up. What that moment was.
When Coach K came down to the basement, 5:30, and pulled away in Gwinnett to come see us boys dropping that Bando song. Yeah, Bando was the one I knew that was gonna do it. But after I heard the reaction, because we were trying like 3-4 times, I think we had like jumping out the gym. Mm-hmm. It did it. It made noise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then I think we had like one more. But when that Bando stuck, bro, we were graduating club.
How did it affect you, like just having just all of a sudden fame? Like, how did it affect you, like, mentally?
Shit, man, I just knew I had to take care of all my girls. That's my mama, you know what I'm saying, my two sisters, my nephew, you know what I'm saying? I got to just take care of all them, whatever it is, I just got to do it.
What about you, Tate?
Nah, you know what I mean? I already knew this is what I wanted to do. See, I mean, since day one, while niggas playing sports and shit, no, you know what I'm saying, no offense. I'm on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm in there in the studio cooking up, so it just made me really just know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a real blessing, and that, you know what I'm saying, God, you know God real, but like, oh yeah, he real, and I know. Just got me prepared for it.
What y'all?
The nigga 12 years old, we got pulled over. He told the police he a rapper.
Manifested.
Yeah. He asked me what I do. I said, he thought I was gonna say in school this morning, I said, I'm a rapper. He looked at me and laughed like I was playing. Yeah, I'm dead serious though. No, not cracking a smile or nothing.
I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta talk about some of that hard work too though. Like, yeah, that circuit when y'all was putting that music out, pushing that jumping out the gym and all that shit, y'all literally was going to 4 clubs a night. Every club you go to, y'all there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So just talk a little bit about that and your mindset then, trying to get there. Because some people think it's overnight and it just happened. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We really put groundwork. You know what I'm saying? We really put shoes on ground and put that shit down. So we had to start. Shit, we'll start off by just putting all our money together.
Mm-hmm.
First, just putting all our money together to get a section.
Mm-hmm.
So this was our plan, just to get a section there at night,
mm-hmm.
get bottles, mm-hmm. spread this paper, pop it. Make sure this DJ played the song. Mm-hmm. Prime time, though, because mm-hmm. if you played the shit and the light come on, we finna...
Right.
We finna go up. I ain't give a damn about nothing else. Just play my shit prime time.
Right.
Leave.
Right.
Yeah. Give it a chance.
We started small. We started at Belushi's and Gwinnett and mm-hmm. goddamn Pink Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Then the DJ, we locked in with the DJ, DJ Ray G, I think.
Salute, Ray G. Ray G, salute. Yep.
It was one more DJ, too. I forgot. And my dog, if I forgot you, it's my dog, Shine Yacht, though. But, you know, these niggas
be like that sometimes.
So, but we started, you know what I'm saying, just showing love, going up there, smoking a blunt with them, getting them drink, making sure they were comfortable,
mm-hmm.
playing that shit, seeing what stick. And then that Bando just started going. And then, shit, that club shut down. The DJ moved to Mansion. Mm-hmm. Mansion Elon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, shit, we did the same thing. Put the money together, got the session on the
right
side.
Yeah, y'all ran that Mansion. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you play this shit prime time. He did it. Now we got it. Now he believe in us. You know what I'm saying? We believe what he doing. He moved right. again. He go to our sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We just right. go. We come right with him. Do the same thing.
Follow
and
you,
shit.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing you know, goddamn, we ran into Zaytoven. Phone ring. Guwak call.
Mm-hmm.
We went up there to the studio. Shit, everybody was up there. Pee Wee on the couch. Thug on the
everybody,
couch.
Scooter yeah, that shit
and,
was crazy.
Shit, everybody.
The whole rap
game. Whole rap game.
Brick Fat returned up.
Talk about, too, what it's like to everybody that showed y'all love. That's amazing, right? But talk about what it's like to get the call, then the verse from Drake, because I was kind of around your homies then when that happened, and they was like, "It's over, we gone." Like, Drake did it. Did what?
We had to go. We gotta go back before that. We had to get the money to pull up on Scream and Corey B.
You got to go back.
Get Scream, do the tape, like. Screen tapes on live mid tape.
And we had one tape, the first tape.
I was stiff on the first one. I'm in the studio the whole time.
Respect. He was stiff on the first one.
But I was like, they hard, but I know they can go harder. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Got up, fucked up. Go back in here. Do it, you know what I'm saying? Remix it. Bring it back.
But you know that bank, next time they came, it was chills through my body. Yeah.
And when we dropped that motherfucker on, he whispered in Corey B. I don't know what you said.
I'm like, this shit.
He said, we got to redo that motherfucker.
What?
Came back.
When I heard that drop.
Do you think it was like y'all always had a hard time or something to prove because niggas felt like y'all was from outside of the city?
Absolutely.
Always.
Hell yeah. We always had to scratch and claw our way in here, man. But it's all good. That's anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want nothing to be no cakewalk. I want to prove that, you know what I'm saying, we certified and we love the city of Atlanta. Yeah. All our life, we wanted to come here and bless the city because I'm from Athens. He from Athens. Moved to Gwinnett, we just, you know, the city shit. We look at that like New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
From,
yeah.
Any other.
Made it.
Mm-hmm. It's just tough love. You know what I mean? Ain't never tough love. That's
it. We putting up on the map.
Y'all broke down all the barriers, though, King.
Y'all just can't put on for this shit. Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it. You know,
so then after that, my boy Drake stepped in. Mm-hmm.
What was that, birthday bash?
Yeah.
Birthday bash.
We behind the stage, and he like, we run into him. He tell us about, like, he started telling us about the YRN, the project we had. And you can tell like, his expression. Movie. Yeah, like, his expression. He naming songs off there. And he, like, pronto, I like this song and that song for such. Like, he really excited. So we like, oh, caught us off guard. He like, man, I want to do something with y'all ASAP.
It was a done deal. You know that Drake effect, dude.
Triple the show money. Quadruple.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. That was a different verse, too, because, like, us taking over the city and, you know what I'm saying, radio, and then Drake putting us all the way in there, it was different. Mm. That's a different.
Mm. No, it was a label, like, not just a group, a label born.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Like, I'm just keeping 100. Yes, shouts out to P and Coach. Yeah. But that shit was like, oh, nah, QC here now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all nigga with QC like a motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Migo.
Yes, sir.
I remember coming to a show in North Carolina. Y'all nigga probably don't remember that shit. Y'all nigga, early show, I came down there with y'all to North Carolina. Y'all nigga brought me out, put me on the spot. Like, do try it out.
Nah, I think y'all remember that.
That's my channel time.
Yeah, y'all remember that.
Nigga, Bank hard, man. I don't know why he put the mic down, man.
You always were hard.
I'm a fan of Bank.
Yeah, I was on the boat with these niggas. These niggas crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all always have been hard, bro.
Appreciate that,
man. Nah, for real. That nigga got damn what? He got a voice, too. That nigga hard, man. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Bank named my first solo album. He don't even know it.
What one?
We set. It ain't came out yet. We sit in the studio. Me, you, Lil, when we all in the studio, we play them song. We used to go in there and record. He was like, man, y'all ain't got the cheat code, bro. Y'all ain't got the cheat code. You remember that?
Yeah, nah, you were hot.
I named my album Cheat Code. My next solo album, whenever it drop, we talking about this duo. But
Infinity Links.
My boy
Cheat
Paint,
Code, how you come? Inspired that. Say less. Respect.
Yes, sir.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Going back to the North, man, like how many of y'all, I'm going to still want to bank questions today before he get to it, but how many of y'all day ones y'all had to leave behind just because life and just because we got to go be successful and they might not get the whole picture? Like, how many people y'all had to leave behind?
Half? More shit, yeah. Not half, more than half.
Damn.
Yeah, it'd be like that. 75%.
Yeah, it'd be like that, though.
Damn. Like, come with a lot of our guys, shit, we've been locked in since goddamn eighth grade. All them niggas.
Yeah, the one we got left.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one we got left. We them the last dying breed, the last soldier left. You know, how I come though with this, you know what I'm saying, with anything, time will tell.
But it's like when you like the ones that you did have to leave, how do you deal with, another bank question, how do you deal with like entitlement and people feeling like
you the goat, bro. You the goat, bro.
Yeah, like,
how y'all feel when nigga run out with y'all shit? Go ahead.
Nah, but like, how do you deal with like entitlement and people feeling like you owe them, but they haven't put in any of the work that it took to get to where you were to even be able to help try to provide for them?
It depends on how many times you're going to help them, too. Mm. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
You're going to always have that, I love you because we from the same hood.
Mm. Right,
first,
right.
First, you know what I'm saying? You get that pass. You get the, I love you because you my personal partner pass. Mm. Then you get to do my lab one pass. Fuck with me. Then you get the nigga. One. Well, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
When it get to that point, then you can't help a nigga. But it ain't never been a time where I ain't gave nobody no, you know what I'm saying, a couple chances where if a nigga fucked up, shit, if it was vice versa, bro, I'd be right here trying to do something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to make the artist or to make the prize or whatever, however you look at it, goddamn comfortable, because I already know goddamn the trickle down is real. Like, shit, mm-hmm. niggas,
yeah, yeah.
Trickle down from a thousand is goddamn
a couple
hundred.
You got to protect
the brand and support the bag. Trickle down from a million, a couple thousand, trickle down from a billion, some million. So it's just like, mm-hmm. you just always be ready for the overspill, because it's a lot of it.
And what people don't realize is, like, life like a movie, like a book. So, you know, certain people that's in, like, the first scene, second scene, and, you know what I'm saying, first
Facts.
Chapter, third chapter, yes. second chapter, oh, they ain't meant to be a part of your life, you know what I'm saying, the whole ride, you know what I'm saying, they meant
in
to be a part of the
daddy.
History. But
right.
they ain't meant to be there the whole time. A lot of people don't understand that, but you know what I'm saying? You got to understand that and know that. It's just they meant to be there for a certain amount of time. Some people be, you know what I mean? Got a little longer time, but mm. everybody ain't meant to be with you, attached to you for the rest of your life.
Mm.
They just yeah. a part of the history.
And it ain't never no love loss. It's just no, everybody got their own journey, and that just kind of is what it is.
What's some of the shit? What can you name something that you give all this shit back for?
My grandma.
Mm. They said that in
yeah,
the song.
For sure. Yeah. My grandma. Yeah, for real.
That's it, for real. Man, he right about that.
Shit, that is mine, too. I go back to being a kid for mine.
real.
Yeah.
You can't even buy that. It's just that love. Like, what? You just...
That wisdom. She the glue to the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When all the sisters and brothers and the uncles get to tripping, she, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everybody back for Thanksgiving. We all get to see each other, you know, shit like that.
Soulful.
Yes, what's y'all wildest grouping moment? Like, some shit you see, like, bitch, you just did that.
Ooh. Man, I got a little stalker, man. She kind of like, she about 40 years old.
Right now?
Yeah.
She
might
cute?
Be out. She might, if she known was on Big Fat, she would probably been outside. For real. But I just embrace her, though, you know what I'm saying? But I think she kind of like, now, think I like her. But I fuck with her because somebody to follow me like that.
When you say follow, you like popping up where you at?
Pop up. She loyal. She loyal to the whole program. I respect that, but
yeah,
that's crazy to me.
I ain't even know about that.
You know that crazy stuff, lady who be coming to us.
Lady.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to the Hellcat.
You know that crazy lady.
I shouted you out.
Hey, what about you, Tate?
I'm trying to think. That's a hard one. You know, I be so chill and laid back. It might be a room full of vibe. I'm just so chill. I might not even look one in the eye. You know what I'm saying? I just be on my own jet.
Yeah.
And that would make him like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, what's wrong with this nigga? Why he ain't in? Make a bitch my, you know what I'm saying? Want you even more, but I just be so chill. That's just me. I don't be doing that on purpose. Nigga be like, man, why you be so? Nigga be trying so hard. The harder nigga in the room be trying hard. I'm back there so chill. And she on me. I'm like, I ain't even did nothing the whole time. Yeah. But I can't even think of one.
Interesting man on the planet.
Hey, sure.
That's a good question.
They think we got a glitch.
Oh, God.
But we don't, bro. I'm Gemini, too. They think we glitched, though.
I'm telling you. My twin.
Different.
Hey, it's a blessing to have a dime in this game. Y'all about 10 years strong, you know what I'm saying? Successful. Salute to y'all for that. Which I think the key is for another 10 years and another 20 years and to keep the name and the brands alive.
Shit, staying hungry, keeping that shit fresh, you know. Believe in God, shit.
Staying consistent. Because what people, you know what I'm saying, where they mess up at, where they go catch a little roadblock at.
Embrace the young niggas, man. These young niggas out here hard.
Nah, you got to embrace.
You got to,
you got
bro.
To embrace.
Did y'all have a moment, though, in this dime where, because everything go up and down, right? Did y'all have a moment where y'all was like, man, it's getting a little, like the buzz might not have been what it was. Like, we got to call each other, like, man, we might be fucking around. We might be getting too comfortable. Did y'all ever have some of the moments where y'all had to get on yourself?
Yeah, first quarantine, but then I realized everybody had
lost. Yeah, everybody at home.
That's the only time. Yeah, I felt like, oh, shit.
What's some shit the nigga might not know, like, yeah, Quavo had a hand or Takeoff had a hand in that, and when people don't even know?
Man, so many little bowls, man.
Yeah. Like, we like, you know what I mean, we'll help each other out. We won't be like, nah, you know what I mean? We in the studio and we working on, like, certain bars. I hear a bar, I say this. Or even if I come up with, like, a, you know, that could be a song, you know, man. I'm just for saying, just, you know what I'm saying? For, it's like a singing record. And I might just be like, yo, you saying, you know what I mean? I want you to say this on this, you know what I'm saying? Come like this on it, because I know how you can do it. It's just,
shit, the triplet flow, goddamn the jury game, you know what I'm saying? We got our hands in a lot of things. My boy Wifey, you know, Elliot, you know what I'm saying? Just
for sure.
You know, a couple artists, but you know, that ain't my job. They got to put that on. If you ain't gonna keep it real, then you gotta keep it real. But go ahead.
So outside of like what you guys have set, your
hands
in.
Nah, we
set,
you know what?
Nah, I just know how. Bro, you one of the smart niggas in the studio, bro. You make a nigga feel like he can rap, bro. Cause you had me in the studio, make me feel like I was it. I you helping me come up with that shit.
You hard though, bro.
Like say it like this, bro. I'm just saying like.
Nah, it just.
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
Nah, like okay. So outside of like what you've had your hands in or whatever, what are some things that you guys like to do like outside of the studio that really kind of advance your culture and make you a more well-rounded person?
For sure, shit, giving back. You know what I'm saying? We got to give back.
Huncho Day.
We give back. And shit, when it's Huncho Day, it's take day too. It just,
for sure.
You know what
for
I'm sure. saying? We all some hunchos and we all just want to give back to the North and give back to our community and let them know, you know, shit, coming from shit, not too hard but not too easy spot, shit, you still can do it. You ain't got to goddamn go to school. You can still be what you want to be. And shit, I brought some of my guys, my athletic friends, all the little guys I used to play ball with. They all from the North, so shit, they just came back and we give back. We make sure the kids straight around Easter. We have Easter egg hunts, give back.
Okay.
Pay money, get them on shuttles, make sure they in and out. Shit, we redo schools, we redo jerseys. We got a foundation. I got a foundation, Quavo Cares. We give back, we give turkeys back. We doing a Christmas drive. We always trying to give back, though.
Okay, so sure. do you do anything else? Like, do you cook? You like to travel? Like,
no, I just want to say y'all? That. Like, traveling.
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you.
Traveling, you know what I'm saying? You got to travel, just movies and having fun so it can just expand your mind. And you can just, you know what I'm saying, have more stuff to rap about. It just give you stuff when you see things. You don't know everything. You learn something new every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact. So, just.
What's some shit you like got that from the game? Like, you can say, like, a moral. You know, like, a moral that you gain from the rap game that you can gain, like, from growing up, that your parents couldn't teach you or something. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, man, really just about money. You know what I'm saying? Like, how to spend it, how to use it, how to save it. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you always can learn. I just feel like just learning how to manage it and, you know, with taxes and all that shit, like, when we first came in, we were 22 when we got the money, so it was just like fast money. We ain't had no bank account for like 5-6 years straight. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, we used to hide money in the flows and in the walls and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So, shit, funny, just right? About like hearing that phone call from financial advisor telling you you spending what and shit like that. That's kind of different having people in your, you know what I'm saying, your money and shit like that. But just like, and shit, just like legal work and, you know, business, like, My real moral just learning the business.
Yeah, we learn how to do this shit though. They the first ones, you know, just watching them. Down and like you said, just jury everything, how to do songs and just how they move, you know what I mean? How they look. Like, that's what we mimic, you know what I'm saying? So everybody. So, I mean, they taught us, you know what I mean? That's what we learned though. That's what I learned.
How did Ron Isley play come together? Y'all got a record with Isley, right?
Oh yeah, that was hard.
Boy Isley. Shout out
to him. He just reached out and called, or y'all bumped into each other, whatever.
I always said when we met him, I told him I wanted to do a record with him, but we had this record called Keys in My Mind that shit we made. When I was singing it, I was like, if Ron sang this shit, he'll be, this motherfucker be out of here. Mm. So I started singing it, and goddamn, we ended up running into Ron Isley, and I told him I had a record for him. He wanted to do, he wanted to go in and do something, but when I played the record for him, he was like, shit, that's it. So he took the half of the record and started singing everything I said.
And what a conversation like with Ron Isley and Quavo would take. What's that conversation like? Like, what do y'all chop it up about? Just regular nigga shit?
Is he cool as y'all?
He an OG, man. He a player, man. You don't really... You know what I'm saying?
He's cooler than us.
You say he's cooler than y'all.
It was too straight smooth. Work, man. He too cool, man.
Yeah. Too smooth.
Yeah.
So you brought Baguettes to the game, too.
Yeah, we brought Baguettes to the game.
Like, why you ain't popping your shit?
Baguettes, man. Baguettes, all that, man.
Pop your shit,
man. You know where it came from, man. I ain't.
The big fat, bro. Our crowd count.
Shirt window.
These two in the street, they want him to be popping,
bro. He brought them shirt window. What you call them? Shirt window.
Oh, yeah.
Shirt window. Shirt window. He called them that, too. He got a name for it.
You know that, it takes ass at it, he said it.
What kind of shit you feel like if you could go back, you would have did different? Like, what y'all would have did different on y'all journey?
What we'd have did different on our journey? Shit. It's a lot of things, but
I probably wouldn't have did now. Everything happened for a reason, but yeah. Even, you feel me, like, you got to just roll with the punches, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, everything ain't great. It's going, you're going to have some time. And you just got to know how to deal with them and just make sure you got, like, a strong family around you at those times. And just, you just got to go through it. Everybody go through it. We all lose somebody. We all, you know what I'm saying, we all done been broke, you know what I'm saying? Had to run it up and fucked it up, ran it back up, just whatever situation there. So, it's for real.
Speaking of just family, would there be more Migos? Would there be a Culture 4? Like, what kind of space? Where is that space? Do you think there'll be a Culture 4 or more music was said? Or what kind of, like, where are y'all at with that space right now?
I just feel like we want to see our career as a duo, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we just came from a loyal family, you know what I'm saying? Shit that's supposed to stick together. And, you know, sometimes when shit don't work out, it ain't meant to be, you know, so that
family gonna be family, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it be.
Family gonna be family.
That's just how it be. In the beginning, you can't even think clear or speak on shit like that. I ain't trying to answer them any questions, family gonna be family. It's just how it be. You be more hurt whenever it is. And it could be the simplest shit.
You know, we don't know all answers, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? God know. And we ask, you know what I'm saying? We pray a lot, you know? Tell them, you know what I'm saying, whatever, if it's, you know what I'm saying, post, you know what I'm saying, whatever ain't right, and however you supposed to see it fit, like, you put it back together, or however you do it, like, we, you know what I'm saying, we pray, so only time will tell. But, you know, we always family now. Ain't nothing going to change, so.
We just stand on loyalty, you know what I mean? We stand on real deal loyalty. And, you know, sometimes that shit ain't displayed. And this ain't got nothing to do with no label, no paperwork, no QC, no nothing. This got something to do with the three brothers. And shit, that is what it is. Right now, we gonna be the duo till time tell.
That's solid. Gotta respect that. Do you think you the best hooper in the culture? Can anybody see you? We'll see Crewley.
Yeah, he do.
I think I done retired, though, man.
You retired? You took care of everybody?
I'm done, bro. He took
care of everybody? Quavo ain't never took no L? I don't be there for every.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, we just took one,
matter
man.
Fact, he hung up here too. He hung up here too.
I
NBA.
Got hurt. Let me tell you, I got hurt.
Celebrity game, Jerry. You
ever
threw.
Since I got hurt, man, I ain't.
He got the motherfucker hung up.
You down with it?
I rolled my ankle.
What
man.
Was the L, though?
I rolled my ankle. We took a little L at the crew league.
Oh, okay.
If I was always healthy.
He don't like taking no L, but.
Yeah.
I ain't like that, so.
Yeah.
What nigga you think match your, like, creativity? Because you one of them creative ass niggas in the studio. Y'all nigga be engineering and doing everything. Like, know how to make that shit do what you wanted to do. Who you think, like, match you, like, when you went in the studio with, like, damn, this nigga hit a one?
Shit, Dr. Dre, Quincy Jones, shit like that. Ye. Niggas who really be on that board know how to make beats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like the Atlanta Quincy Jones, man. I put this shit together. I put a lot of shit together. Put a lot of songs and a lot of hits together.
Facts.
A lot of melodies, a lot of goddamn ad-libs. You know what I'm saying? I'm just behind the scene, though. I like doing that, you know, cause when I wanna let y'all know that when nigga get by 35, 36, nigga, the the good documentary, you know what I'm saying, to come out. Nigga had his hands on that. Exactly. Yeah. Nigga had his hands on that.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's how I feel. That's it.
Who the person you ain't, like, all of y'all ain't got to lock in with yet. Like, it's coming, and we know it's coming, but shit, the time ain't happened yet.
We still want to do one with Jay, man. We still want to do one with Jay, even though they did a record Jay with us. You know what I'm saying, the Beyonce A shit record from us, but I want to actually get on the bar for bar with my boy Jay.
Because he's one of your favorite rappers, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple. We got a lot of great, you know what I'm saying, a couple of favorites, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are great as well. I mean, Guap, I scratched him off the list. You know, Wayne, one of my favorites. I scratched him off. Mm. You know what I mean? Fuchs, we done scratched him off. You feel me? So I feel like Jay-Z, like he said.
What about some shit outside of rap, though?
I think I want to get in there with Eminem.
Oh, Eminem, okay, yeah.
Because he's just, you know, he's a legend, too. So,
yeah, I see y'all saying rappers, like hip-hop or pop stars.
What the hell, man?
I say
real like, do you feel like it? Cause you're a pop star, bro. So you can say do
pop,
it all.
When you say pop, I say I think of it like rock star. So I say both of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
I say
like,
both of them.
Hey, nigga, the goal is to be popular music, though, right? You know that, right? Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I took it as rock star, like you know what I'm saying, type shit. So
the goal ain't to be a hip hop artist. The goal is to be the biggest artist. Biggest artist,
biggest brand you can be.
Pop.
Can't just call Snoop Dogg.
We all stars.
You said all stars.
All stars. I fuck with that.
All
stars. I fuck with that. But you get what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, for sure.
Come on. Like, once you cross over, you a pop. Like, Drake is a pop star. I don't give a fuck what a nigga try to say. Like, his music is the most popular. Right?
Right.
Yeah, and popular
music. He have a hood banger, though.
I'm trying to tell
you. He got a hood banger, though.
You can still do that, though.
Hood pop.
Nah, for sure.
When you make hood pop, bro, you use a pop star.
Savage said he made hood song go pop.
Savage a pop star, though. He's popular, bro.
He's a popular
this
star.
This nigga's a pop star. More popular people like Savage than us.
Yeah.
Look at
him.
That's just being real, bro. If he pinned it on us, he wouldn't be shit. I'm just being real. This nigga is big. You gonna see. Homie don't even take shows in no hood club.
I don't do clubs, period.
I do it for free. You can't book me.
That's what I
You get what I'm saying? So it's like a nigga, it's some arena talk, bro. Like, pop star.
You right about that.
Future. The hoodish nigga you were, but the homie's a pop star.
Yeah, pop star, for sure. Pluto. Sure.
When the folks start asking y'all niggas where they clothes and doing all that, but y'all niggas ain't.
Y'all gotta own that shit.
Yeah, you ain't lying back. You right.
Jay-Z,
when I
Kanye,
think pop star, though, I think goddamn.
He ain't lying.
Katy Perry. You know what I'm saying? When I see pop, when I think
but y'all
pop,
nigga right there with them.
They be calling y'all to get on the records, right?
That's what I'm saying. I get what Quay trying to say.
But he's trying to ship it off. You feel what I'm saying? You got to call the Avengers over here
It is what it is, man. Pop, man.
Yeah, we get that you don't want to lose your grounding, but sometimes you got to take off.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Bro, when niggas start going to that, what that shit is when you put them clothes on, you can't bring with two people. What that shit?
Met Gala.
Niggas start going to the Met Gala shit like that, bro. You was a pop star,
pop star.
Yeah, you want to be? You
want to be
all star, all star,
all type of star. You say
I'm all star, man. All feels, man.
But you get what I'm saying, though.
So when I
Michael Jackson,
if I do two movies, I'm an actor. At that point,
you was in Narcos.
When you do your movies, you become a mogul and. What is shit?
No, that's not right. This is all the wrong.
You know what to say it is, bro. Niggas already bro, a mogul.
What y'all think Snoop Dogg is?
Man, icon.
That's the right word.
Yeah, exactly.
Icon.
That's the right word right
that's
now.
That's the right word. Icon.
That's the right word, bro.
Iconic shit.
But all when you do music, movies, fucking all the shit that they've done and accomplished already so far, you're technically a media conglomerate.
Once you get a number one record, you're the pop star. Once they started talking about you in the motherfucking Grammys.
Yeah.
They started talking about you in the Grammys and shit like that, you're a pop star, bro.
Yeah. You're popular music. Y'all pop stars.
When they include
you're making popular music.
Yeah, you know certain people in every family.
For real.
When my aunties know y'all and grandpa.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all, it's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Because they can't even remember what happened yesterday, but they know y'all.
Exactly. It's different.
That's crazy. That's a blessing.
I seen all kind of commercial Pepsi and them big brands don't fuck with rappers. They fuck with pop stars.
Yeah.
Real shit. You got to be big.
Like, I think that's the big, that's the highest, ain't it?
Yeah.
We all
I like
get
the all star. I like the all star shit. I like the.
I like that too, though.
I like
my
the
first time ever hearing that.
Because a nigga like Elton John's not just a pop star.
What he is?
He's Elton John.
You, yeah, that's what
point,
I'm saying.
You just become
he's
your
Elton
name.
John.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. You don't
that's
got no gender. Then
it's just you, yeah, Michael Jackson.
Statue,
you Prince. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Statue.
Your whole motherfucking genre change.
Genre.
That becomes statue level right then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That nigga beat. Bro, from where we from, bro? From the shit that niggas done seen to seeing the shit that a nigga seeing, bro. Call me whatever the fuck you want to call. I'm trying,
nah, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah.
Right.
Nah, so, whatever the top is.
Yeah.
I fuck with
it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, we pretty dope. We do it for. We, you know what I'm saying? We always that hungry, though. We always humble and always trying to see what's the next plan. What's what's the next mission? And that's what I think that just keep us out of that.
Have you ever spoiled a woman more than you spoiled your mama? I said, y'all be, you be overdoing the fuck.
Man, bro.
What you saying?
He said, have you ever spoiled a woman more than you spoiled your mother?
Oh, hell no. Nah. Well, me personally speaking.
Shit, I ain't never, no. My mama got a house, 3 cars. She want another one. But, man, whenever I felt like I was doing something outside of my mama for somebody, I was like, man, Shawty, you better be worth it.
Yeah.
I learned, man.
Mama Huncha. No.
I love
Shout
her.
Shout out to Mama Huncha. I love
For
you.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Mama.
Tell you.
The features
Mama
on.
Mama Lumba.
Mama, the feet. The
Lumba, nigga.
Oh, God.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death.
Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The features on the new album, Crazy, too. Y'all got Gucci Thug, Free Thug. Y'all got
Summer Walker.
And then what made y'all decide, like, I guess that those particular names, y'all could have got anybody in the industry. Like, what made y'all say, like, it was just because they fit certain songs, or was it some people y'all just had to get on the project to make it feel full?
I feel like when we do features, like, not, you know what I'm saying, well, majority of the time, it, like, when we on doing a project, we don't really go, like, who we gonna get for this project? It'd be, like, already songs, like, we already got in the vault or something, so, and they fit the tone or the theme of the album we going with, so we do it like that. So that's how that, like, a couple of those came about.
So basically each feature is on an individual basis.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool.
It was just a great song, shit. My boy Thug and Gunna, man, them folk, we went crazy, man. Freedom God, we used to go crazy everywhere, in London, wherever we met, we just do five, six
ain't
songs.
Ain't no regular niggas in London.
I'm trying to tell you.
He back on the pop star. I'm saying. Pop stars in London.
They gonna make sure y'all understand.
Nigga tried to vroom pad that in London.
In UK when we made that motherfucker. International when we made that motherfucker. We was just going crazy.
Yeah. They on the same song?
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, that's hard. For sure.
What y'all think about, like, all the just crazy shit going on in music, you know what I'm saying? And just the, what is the violence, the murders, the deaths, the lockups and everything? Like, what's y'all perspective on that?
Man, NJ got to, I just feel like, shit, everybody get their own time and get their own time where they got that target on their back. Shit, we went through that. We went through a moment where, shit, they couldn't stay out of the, no handcuffs, go down to school. We went down to the States, bro, got locked up. Shit, it just, I think once you get past that little burst and you figure out what you want to do with yourself, and if you, you know what I'm saying, just straight up honest with yourself and want to go straight, shit, man, you can get through that bubble, bro. But, like, with the people in the depths and folks, like, pulling up, killing these folks, man, and these people, like, just not being, not knowing what's going on or not staying safe or not keeping, you got to keep somebody with you, bro. I don't give a damn if you with a girl. You got to go on a date with me and five niggas, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that spending like solo time out, man, you can't do it because you already know what we about. It come with that,
facts.
You know?
Yeah. Facts.
Because you're a public figure.
You're a pop
shit show, man. I don't post. I post tomorrow.
Yeah.
Man, I post around and post next week the way
you know,
this
I'm
shit
trying to tell you.
Nah, but nigga gotta protect the bag. And if I'm the bag, how the fuck I give a fuck? Name a nigga. I done said this before. Name a nigga that's important ain't got motherfucker protecting their life. It has to be layers. You gotta get through the first set of shooters, security niggas that's licensed. Then you gotta get through my niggas. Then you gotta get through me, and I'm busting.
With a fire.
So nigga, what, nigga, this shit is layers, nigga.
Real.
When you get to when you breach all the way down to that, and I got mine on me.
That's how exactly.
That's what
you
I'm saying.
What it is? You deserve to got me.
God. I said what it is. Like I'm just slipping all the way of all them folks.
God, woman.
It was time for me to go home.
It was time for me to go down.
Yeah. Yeah. You think sometimes it might be the areas, though? Of course, I'm just speaking out for some people. You think it might be the areas, like, y'all just spoke of London. And I mean, when I went to Paris, I couldn't believe there was hoods like that in Paris. Like, everywhere you go, all across the motherfucking sure. globe,
then
hoods.
You still got to know what you into, you feel me? You got to know where you at. You got to ask folks. You got to see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, you don't know how many folk be watching you, bro. Like, niggas be watching your page. Niggas got notification when you post on your page that in your phone, that every time you go, you just got to be just super, 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 super cautious. We go by this motto, like, move like we just stole 100 bricks every day. Like, we just move like that every day. Yeah. All these 10 years, we move like somebody after us, even ain't nobody after us. You got to just put yourself in that type of zone. And shit, man, yeah, what it is, you got to stay dangerous, though.
Yeah, and then you going...
Yeah, and paranoid.
Yeah.
Paranoid shit work.
Yeah, for sure. And you going spots you don't know, you got to know somebody.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to know somebody if you going spots you don't know. You know what I mean?
And stay out of them.
Yeah, stay out of them. If you don't know nobody, and like, people be taking check-in certain type of way, you feel me? Certain people know, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they got connection. They ain't got to, you feel me, do that. But if you coming somewhere and you don't know nobody... Yeah, you know. I buy you, you know what I'm saying? Make a phone call and do what you got to do, because then something happened, you be looking stupid.
You know how niggas just be want to kick that, but nigga, well, I ain't thinking about no nigga, but niggas will do it, bro.
They'll do it to you.
Niggas will do it to you, bro. It be the nigga locked up who did that to you.
We seen it now.
That ain't about
nigga. That's enough for them.
Yeah, that's enough for them, man. Yeah, nah, niggas.
Even if you can't even afford security, you know what I'm saying? Keep a couple of your partners with you.
Keep the homies.
You might can't keep them folk. And I don't even really trust security, man. They too, like...
Nah, I swear.
Nah, but you use them niggas for the first layer. Nigga, y'all niggas ain't finna get shot or shoot, do something.
Nah, for sure.
By the time we get up, we gonna figure it out. Yeah,
like, yeah, niggas,
we need some niggas up front, man. Because I don't want my niggas to be the front line. It's the front line.
I'm telling you.
Put them niggas on the front line. Let's see what y'all get paid for. What?
Because I don't count on them. I don't count on them to do nothing for me, personally.
Boy.
No offense, no security.
No, but still, though.
I'm not looking for y'all to...
I
want them with me, but I'm not looking for y'all to do that for me.
I'm looking for y'all to be... Ain't no security stepped up and said, I shot him.
Right.
Out of all these folks.
Either I hear you shoot or I hear you, oh, that mean it's up.
Man.
I'm going to get a, like, you going to either be shot or shoot. So I'm going to know what is what time. I'm going to know, like, you the alarm.
Oh, but if you didn't, I already knew what it was.
I think what they said, though, Bank, we talked about this on Big Fast before, like, you ain't seen security running too fast.
When I see you running, that means you're
If you're in your dressing room and they in front of your dressing room.
He run, I hear some bumble jumble. That means.
Man, that nigga crazy.
Get ready.
Man.
It's on the way out. I hear some bumble jumble going on.
Position, man.
Nigga, I'm ready. Nigga, right. Do something before that. Before it just OB, bro.
I'm going to
do the door. Fucking right.
Fuck,
what's up, nigga? Holla, nigga.
Wait.
They got me.
Well, nigga walk right behind you, let you walk out the club first, man. We can't do none of that security. And security got to tighten up too, man. They got to be, you know what I'm saying? They got to know what the real threat is, man. Like, that shit just go with a lot of shit.
And I push them niggas. See, so y'all ain't think out there. I push them niggas to the niggas.
But see what
nigga. Yeah, you talking about niggas up. Nigga from the street.
Nigga trying to make
it
home, man.
See, they trying to make it home. They got kids to make it too. They what they understand. So they want me. I ain't looking for them. You know what I'm saying? Do nothing for me. I know who with me, my family, so I know they going to, you know what I mean, ride with me. But they got to make it home to their kids. I know they ain't going.
Quake, bro. They trip up for real.
Yeah, but like y'all was saying about, like, the security knowing, like, what's the threat. Like, a lot of security.
No more niggas than goddamn the artist.
Yeah, and
I can't care no nigga dapping
like,
no nigga. I'm bothered about dapping.
Yeah.
You crazy when you with me.
Like, right.
A lot be of the problems no and nigga. Shit, because cool. The niggas be tripping. Like, they be doing too much. And that starts a whole thing of commotion.
That's another part of it, though.
See, but them
you got to have the right security, though. You got to vet. You got to vet your security.
They know, like, we ain't breaking up shit. We ain't niggas as the protocol shoot. We not tussling, bro. Like, you did that, bro. Don't you got lights for the gun? You used to be an ex-police and all that shit. Shoot. Talk to the police while I'm in my truck. Shoot, bro. We ain't doing all that because these niggas don't understand talk these days.
Yeah.
I'm just being real. You beat a nigga got shot. Nigga, shoot, buddy. That what you ain't the break up fights. We know how to fight. So, you need to be shooting somebody. But it's money I'm paying you. What else?
For the principle, scary, man.
Cause that's what it is these days, bro. It ain't the same bro. Thing as not going on.
Principles, bro.
You saying get ahead of the situation?
Yeah, like stop. Hey, man, warn you. Okay, we're armed. Step back. Before you get the bank, you finna get buff.
God,
that's just what it is. This ain't no motherfucking trying to tussle with no nigga. Nigga, it's body language. You know a nigga body language when he on some bullshit?
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
You can smell a nigga on some bullshit walking towards
spider
you.
Spider sense will go right off. You can read it. Shit, you can see it.
Nigga, don't try to ignore. That would nigga be fucking up ignoring it. Like, look away. Nah, he on something. We need to see what he on. Hey, see what he on.
No,
I'm
going to
tell you,
okay.
Hear me say that, Shy.
Like, for real, for
Jay,
real.
Jay, hey, yeah. See what he on.
Oh, check your temperature.
Go
man.
See what he on, because he need to be removed, because he ribbing himself up. Mm-hmm. We ain't finna let Buddy rib himself up. He need to be further back.
Like that nigga, what's the name? Who's that shit?
What?
We had Swanye.
Oh, yeah. He didn't beat him out of his socks. you want to be famous, bro. Like, man, you can't be playing with your life, bro. You don't get number one of no motherfucker, bro.
For sure. Ain't no coming back.
Hell nah.
Ain't no coming
but
back.
But to avoid all that, it's going to be a paid shit that an unpaid bank to be here. So,
absolutely.
I'm here to do my job.
Yeah, ain't no hanging out for
I ain't finna be nowhere for nothing for the free knee. It's inflation, but niggas fucked up. But he done fucked that PPP money up. PPP money up, but he nigga want something for that. he nigga want something.
They ran through it.
He nigga fucked that, but he nigga want something, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga who ain't never had no money done felt some money.
They got to feel it again.
Hell yeah.
They got to feel it again.
I done set the hoe up, bro. I got my bitch in a condo. Fuck
worse than that time. They're going to be worse than the PPP. They trying to get it by
you can't keep me on a surprise tip. And I don't know a lot of that. You kept me just lounging, getting a sandwich somewhere to eat. Nah, man.
Nah, hell nah.
No, man.
I'm going to be in my kitchen getting a sandwich. You
my boys, my partners, your partners, man. Good brothers or an assistant, man. Tell these four run to the store for y'all players, man. Put the pride to the side. Go help your brother with the bank, man. For real, man.
Ain't a nigga to be out there doing that, bro. It cost too much for me to move. That's why I tell nigga, ask a nigga, bro, I ain't even tripping. Just pay the escorts.
No, God.
I fuck with niggas, bro. I can't come nowhere for nothing. Because I'm going to take me $2,500, $3,000 just to even come outside.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Name a nigga who important ain't got niggas guarding their life.
Can't name one.
Not no president, not no king, not no queen, not no motherfucking prince, not nothing. Michael Jackson, Jay-Z.
You can't blame it on jury.
You can't blame it on that. Niggas, I'm too important.
Yeah, don't blame it on
nothing. You can't blame it on no high nigga looking.
Nothing at all.
Oh, God.
That's just period.
Nah, man. Y'all nigga legends, man.
Nah, appreciate
out there
it.
North side, appreciate man. I appreciate it, man. Y'all nigga coming up here fuck with our gang.
For sure.
Man, y'all thank legendary. You, it's a legendary sure. show. You know, nah, we had to come sure. up here and pop it.
Yeah.
For real.
Any words, final words y'all just want to say to the fans? You know what I'm saying?
All right, yes, sir. The album is out. Only built for Infinity Links. You did what I'm
Infinity.
Saying.
Infinity!
You did. Yes, sir. The greatest album, the greatest duo. Make sure y'all listen to the detail. Shit slime. You know how we coming.
Yeah, we popping it. You know what I mean?
No side shit, man.
It's my baby.
Mama!
I got my boy Banks, some of the Birkin. We got the good products. We having products now. Plenty of products. Yeah.
A lot of
Hunt your Diddy.
Love.
You got to give me some brownies. Jay got to give me some brownies.
You heard him scream.
I need some of Jay brownies.
We need Jay the Cakes on display right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real,
for real. We from
the I got to have some.
Them the OG Jay the Cake. We used to put activists on the cakes.
I got you.
www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.